Star 1310, and our guest is Jeffrey Owens. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, just doing fine. Jeffrey, most folks know you from The Cosby Show. What have you been doing since The Cosby Show, Jeffrey?
Oh, just a few things. I've done a lot of different television shows, appearances on a whole bunch of shows in New York and L.A., and I've done a lot of theater, which is what my background is in. You know, I'm a theatrically trained actor, and I love being on stage. I've done a ton of theater and some movies as well. A lot of people don't realize that The Cosby Show, they're shocked when I remind them that The Cosby Show ended in 1992. The Cosby Show ended 19 years ago. And they lose track of that. And they're like, "What? Are you kidding me?" They don't realize that it's been over that long. So in the last 19 years, I've been pretty busy starting a family as well as acting and teaching and directing.
You taught Shakespeare. Am I right?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of Shakespeare. I've done a lot of that, more than anything, actually. In fact, this summer I'm going to be doing a couple of Shakespeare plays, one in New Jersey and one in Washington, D.C.
Now, when you were on The Cosby Show, how was that experience?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was good for me because when I came on the show, it was the beginning of the second season, and I didn't really know anything about the show at all. I didn't watch TV, and that was good, actually. It was good for me because I wasn't intimidated as much as I could have been. If I had, been aware of the show's success and the ratings and stuff, I just kind of wandered on, kind of like my character Elvin, wandered on not knowing any better, not knowing what I was walking into. But it kind of helped me not to know too much, you know, and I just kind of did my job and, you know, tried to find the character. And so it was a great experience. I was hired for one episode originally. And then I was asked to be back again and again, you know, every few months. And then starting with the third season I appeared on the show, I actually got put on contract. But it started very slowly, kind of a one-at-a-time, you know, one-at-a-time thing, which was good in a way, you know.
Today, when people see you, do they say Elvin?
They do, all the time, every day.
Yeah.
Every day. In fact, the audition I went to the other day for this Shakespeare play that I got cast in, the casting director was fooling around, and when I came in the room to meet the director and everybody, he said he introduced me as Elvin.
Wow.
Because the director of the play was a very young guy who grew up watching me.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is interesting, because I think no matter whatever you do, folks are always going to remember you as Elvin. And you did a fantastic role on The Cosby Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think I am. I'm chiefly identified with that role. I think I probably always will be. But it's also nice when people, you know, appreciate what I did on that show, but they also are aware that I, you know, that I do other things and that I'm, you know, I've played a lot of different characters, and I'm not limited to one character. So it's nice to be recognized for that role, definitely, as a signature, you know, career role. And at the same time, able to do a lot of other things, especially on stage. You know, Shakespeare gives me a great opportunity to really flex my acting muscles, as it were.
Our guest is Jeffrey Owens. Jeffrey, you are in the movie Dreams. What character do you play in that movie?
I play a man who's a very tortured gentleman who is a mentor. He's a very complicated character. He's a mentor to one of the lead characters. The one of the lead characters is a dancer. My character is the guy who kind of discovers him and brings him along and believes in him and nurtures him. And at the same time, it has a complicated relationship with him and actually tries to exploit him. So it's kind of a dark role, actually. It's one I have to talk about, a departure from Elvin.
Wow.
It's a big departure from Elvin, and I think people might be even a little shocked at you know, some of the things I do in the film, because it's a, you know, it's a complicated kind of tortured soul who, you know, does some wrong things, even to a kid who he admires and, you know, believes in. So it's interesting. I have to do a lot of soul searching before I accepted that role. In fact, I turned the role down initially. And okay. Then because Joel Capote, the director, was so adamant about my being in it and really believed in me so much, it made me kind of reconsider and think it over and think it from some other angles. And I actually decided to do it, and I'm very glad I did, actually.
Now, what do you think this film, Dream, will do for Jeffrey Owens?
Well, I think it will open people's minds about me as a performer. I think it'll stretch people's perception of me. You know, they'll kind of be forced to see me a bit differently than as Elvin. Which is a good, you know, as I said before, is a good thing, you know, to be appreciated for that, but also known a little bit more for being a diverse actor, you know. So, yeah, people are going to say, oh, that's interesting. I never would have thought he would do something like that. I mean, I don't think it's exactly like my dear friend Lisa Bonet doing Angel Heart. You know, I don't think it's going to be that much of a shock. It's not going to be that kind of a thing. But, yeah, it's going to broaden people's vision about me as an artist.
Do you keep up with any of the ensemble, any of the group of the Cosby Show?